Jeff Berkland is CEO of West Central Electric. He says the cooperative stood to make $90 million in revenue providing electricity for pump stations during the first 8 years of the pipeline's operation. Berkland says his rural cooperative has a tough time keeping up its infrastructure. He says almost three-fourths of the cooperative's power poles date to the 1950s.
We are fighting, scraping to get by, and basically every time we have a rate increase, we're getting more money out of the same people. We have no growth.
Some local businesses already invested money in equipment or facilities, anticipating a boost from pipeline construction. Rita O'Connell of O'Connell Construction says her company invested $100,000 to produce base course materials for the pipeline.
It was such a shock to hear that this had been just wiped out. It won't kill us financially, but as everyone else said here, this community just really backed up. Everybody got together and really backed this.
Congressman Johnson is co-sponsoring legislation to approve the pipeline project without a presidential permit.
You shouldn't be able to undo this kind of investment with a stroke of one pen. But I think a lot of folks in Democrats in Congress are going to be loath to go against their new president. I think we all understand that, but the merits of this issue should outweigh the political considerations.
The pipeline would pass through western South Dakota on a 1,200-mile route from Canada to Nebraska. Opponents fear it could leak and also deepen America's dependence on fossil fuels. No opponent spoke at the Philip Roundtable. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.